On Mondays, we look at sports, and today we look at journalism as well. In 1963, the Detroit Lions issued Sports Illustrated writer George Plimpton his own set of shoulder pads, and Plimpton played for the Lions during spring training, even getting into a preseason game. Yesterday, the Lions honored the 40th anniversary of the resulting book, Paper Lion. Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca spoke to George Plimpton from his hotel room in Detroit.
George Plimpton, 40 years ago, when you approached the Detroit Lions and said, "I'd like to be your preseason quarterback," why did they say yes?
Well, it took them some time to say yes. They weren't really quite sure. It was George Wilson who finally gave me a playbook, and that made me part of the team.
George Wilson was who, the coach of the team?
He was the coach, yeah. But it was a piece of luck. I mean, he could very well have said, no, I can't do that. It's rather dangerous, after all, to have a reporter in your midst.
Do you think that after everything got written and after the movies got made, the Lions were happy that you were walking around among them?
Well, I think so. I mean, they all came back last night to the game, 80% of them, so they must have had a fairly good time with the book. I treated them all generously. I mean, they were wonderful to me. There was only one player who was sort of disappointed in the book, and that was because he'd been extremely kind to me on one occasion and thought that kindness would be learned about by opposing linemen, and they'd josh him about it.
Ruin his rep.
Yeah, exactly. Harley Sewell, an offensive guard.
What surprised you the most about playing the game that you couldn't comprehend from reporting on it?
Well, I think what the internal machinery of a team is like. I mean, how they get ready for a game, what it's like in the locker room just before a game when reporters aren't allowed in there, winding down after a game, how they accept loss after a game, the sort of intimate details that sort of part of the fabric of professional football that reporters really don't know about.
In this age of ESPN and Fox Sports and all the radio sports, do you think that reporters are capturing that more, or is it still something, because you were there, you have an extra insight into?
I think they're capturing it more now because television goes everywhere, but I still don't think it provides the service of the written word. It can look, but it can't really listen and appreciate and speculate and make sense of.
The anniversary this weekend was a reunion for, I guess, a lot of the players on that team. And one, the best player, Alex Karras, he hadn't been to a Lions game in a while, is that right?
He hadn't seen a Lions game or a game for 40 years.
Do you know why?
Well, I think he became an actor. I think he just turned football off in his life. He watched them, apparently, on television, but I don't think he went to a game.
Have you been close to him throughout the years? He named his son after you, right?
He did, yes.
Yeah. And so have you talked to him about it, and did you get his reaction to seeing the game this weekend?
Well, this weekend he wasn't going to come. He wrote them and said he didn't think he would. I think he had anxiety problems, you know, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And finally did decide to come, and had a superb time. I mean, he enjoyed himself enormously.
From seeing the game, even the game where you are on the sidelines or up close, at least this weekend, has the game changed a lot in 40 years?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking to some of the players, you could tell that they were, you know, the cliches about the bigger, faster, all impressed them.
I guess one thing that hasn't changed, at least with the Lions, they lost, didn't they?
Yes, I'm sorry you brought that up, but they did lose. We didn't bring them low. I didn't see much of the game. I was always wandering around being interviewed and so forth, but what I saw was not particularly pleasurable.
George Plimpton, author of Paper Lion, thank you.
Not at all.
That interview by Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca.